Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and service geared specifically to the agricultural community.
Good morning. You're listening to WILL AM 580. And now with the pre-opening market report, here's Dave Dickey.
Thank you, Chris, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. A program note, remember, it is a USDA reporting day. WASD report due out at 11 a.m. Central Time this morning. We'll have coverage of that report during the trading day in our special report at 12:20 this afternoon with Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. The World Trade Organization expects growth in global exports to remain sluggish this year due to Europe's sovereign debt crisis. The global trade body forecasts in its annual report today that trade will grow 3.3% during 2013. Federal Reserve officials at their last monthly meeting in March actively engaged in a debate about whether to begin winding down an $85 billion per month bond buying program after mid-year. The minutes showed that all but a few Fed officials agreed at the central bank's last policy meeting that they wanted to keep the program going at least through mid-year, but after that, officials had a wide range of views about how they might wish to proceed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, 14,734, it's up 61 points. The NASDAQ, 3255, up 18. The S&P 500 at 1575 is up 7 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Weather adversities across the U.S. have been widespread in the past 24 hours, and we're going to see more of that over the next 2 days. The forecast is suggesting that there was some winter wheat damage done this morning out across the central and southwestern U.S. plains, where temperatures dropped down into the teens and 20s overnight. The damage may occur all the way down into parts of west central Texas and includes a portion of southwestern Kansas, where lows this morning were in the teens. The whole reason for the cold air is a massive spring storm system that is very complex, that has produced already some significant precipitation from southeastern portions of South Dakota and a part of eastern Nebraska into Michigan. These areas have seen 1 to 2.5 inches of moisture in the last 24 hours, while there's been some impressive snow accumulations across South Dakota and north central portions of Nebraska. Some of these areas have seen 16 to 20 inches of snow accumulation, and the sad thing is, it's going to snow additionally there today and overnight tonight into tomorrow with another 6 to 10, maybe local 12-inch amounts possible in some locations. That snow is occurring in areas where calving is underway. That is creating some stress for the livestock there. Travel conditions are deplorable, and it looks like the moisture that's going to be gained from the melting snow eventually will turn out to be the only beneficial part of the whole experience. In the meantime, we did see temperatures in the southern plains contrast rather sharply with readings in the central plains yesterday afternoon. The temperatures in South Texas reached 108 degrees at Laredo, while it was only in the teens and 20s across the west central portions of the plains, which was 40 degrees below normal for this time of the year. The cold will remain most potent in the plains, but we will expect to see some of the colder air to work its way into the heart of the Midwest, and that it will not be nearly as intense when it comes through the region. With that said, though, there will be a line of severe thunderstorms that will work its way across the heart of the Midwest as we go through the rest of the day today and overnight tonight. Some of the heavy rain that comes from the severe thunderstorms will likely produce some localized flooding with 1 to 2 inch amounts of moisture possible from Missouri into Michigan and parts of Ohio. The immediate Ohio River Valley will not likely see nearly as much precipitation as some of the other areas in the Midwest, with moisture totals of a half inch to an inch expected. Now, we will see a good chance for some hail and some damaging wind coming with some of the stronger thunderstorms as they move through the Midwest over the next day and a half. and will likely see some disruption to fieldwork as well. Today will be the last day for corn planting in the lowermost Ohio River Basin, and will likely see the same be true for parts of the Delta, the Tennessee River Basin, and the southeastern states as well. Now, the rains that move through some of these southernmost areas will be brief, and tomorrow will be the only day that fieldwork will not be able to proceed. We'll see a resumption of dry weather thereafter, and most of the Delta in the southeast will see alternating periods of rain and sunshine to support more field opportunities. We'll expect, though, the lower parts of the Midwest to still struggle with getting back into the fields because of an active weather pattern that is expected to prevail as we move on out through the 15th of the month and on into the 23rd. During that period of time, we'll likely see some waves of precipitation coming. There'll be some dry weather as well, but it'll also be somewhat on the cool side, limiting the amount of drying time. Temperatures this afternoon will contrast rather sharply across the Midwest, with readings varying from the 30s and 40s in the western Corn Belt to readings in the 70s and lower 80s in the east. We'll expect all the temperatures to turn a little bit more cool tomorrow, with readings in the east still reaching over 70 degrees in some locations, still in the 30s and 40s in some of the westernmost areas. But by the time we get into Friday afternoon, the highs will run from 30s and 40s northwest to the 50s and 60s to the southeast. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's go ahead and look and see how the composite trade is running. Remember, the pits are open in Kansas City. May wheat at 741.5, down 5. The hard red winter wheat variety in Chicago, soft wheat 704.25, now 0.5, down 4.25 in the May variety. May corn 645.75, up 1.5. July 629.25, up 1.75. December 543, up 2.75. May soybeans 1393.75, down 1.75. July 1369.5, down 1.75. November 1242, up 0.25. May soybean meal 394.20, down 60. May soybean oil $50, even up 2 cents. April live cattle 126.60, down 12.5. April feeders 142.12.5, down a nickel. And April lean hogs at 81.35, up 62.5. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave. Glad to be with you again.
Well, if the little rally that we're seeing on the charts, both beans and corn, are to be believed, we're supposed to get something a little bit supportive today in the WASDE report.
Well, it's possible, but I tell you what, the real question is going to be how they incorporate the quarterly grain stocks numbers into the mix, and I think that one is everybody's question. What we're doing right now is probably alleviating some of the oversold conditions in the marketplace so that relieving some of the tension, and then we'll trade the numbers and then probably look at the weather forecasts after that.
I mean, the average trade guess is 824 million bushels for the U.S. ending stocks, but you can easily make a case for 885 or bigger.
Sure. I think realistically the demand pace has been a little bit suspect, and if they underestimated last year's crop, that number is definitely going to be a moving target going forward.
The one I don't get is on the soybean side, however. Average trade guess at 137 compared with the March estimate at 125. We really are slowing down or anticipating slowing down soybean exports and or crush that month and the remainder of the year?
I think the exports have probably been dialed back because South American has taken over the lion's share of that business, at least for the time being. I think the crush number is probably a little bit suspect now, too, because this crush is slowing down a little bit. Product demand has slowed down a little bit, and I think that's probably part of it. The quarterly grain stocks number, I think, was also pretty important. I think there's adequate stuff out there, and so there's no real reason to be overly concerned about running out right now.
Is wheat a follower today?
You know, I think that's got an ornery curse of its own because of the weather that's going on in the Plains states, these cold temperatures. Some of these forecasts are in the teens for several hours. I think that one could, before the day is done, kind of wake up and express itself a little differently than we're seeing right now.
So when the report comes out after 11, what happens in the spreads?
My hunch is that the wheat spreads will probably maintain about where they are. The corn spreads could probably firm up a little bit because cash is still fairly tight. And I think beans are a mixed bag.
And then we go immediately to weather, which you had alluded to. And if the weather forecasters are to be believed, it's supposed to be pretty cool to the end of the month.
Yeah, I'd say that we've got a wet forecast and a cool forecast, and neither one of those conditions are really conducive to aggressive planting.
Thank you very much there, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is over in Lafayette, Indiana. Current tick in the marketplace. May corn is 646 and now 646 even, up 1 3/4, now a quarter up 2. December is 544 and a quarter up 4. May soybeans 1393 and a half down 2. July 1368 and 3/4 down 2.5. And November at 1242 and a half up 3/4. May soybean meal 394.30 down 50. May soybean oil $50 even, still up 2 cents, now up a penny. April live cattle are 126.72 and a half. They are unchanged. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.